While the world will soon get to see the performances of the elite athletes at the Olympics, all of them that is, it's inevitable there'll also be the spectre of performance-enhancing drugs in Beijing. Barely a week goes by without anti-doping authorities issuing warnings of one sort or another. But scientist Donald Berry from the University of Texas says testing standards aren't necessarily what they're made out to be. Writing in Nature magazine, he argues a positive test result may not necessarily be a positive. Donald Berry is speaking here with Simon Santo.
You're suggesting that the drug testing is not effective at the moment. On what basis do you come to that conclusion?
The major flaw is that they haven't quantified the accuracy of the testing process. They have a testing process that they use. I'm not certain that it's sufficiently well-defined to be validated. It needs to be well-defined. For example, if the ratio of testosterone to epitestosterone is greater than 4, then we do the following thing. And if this happens, then that. That is, the whole process has to be laid out. Then that has to be validated in a study, an experiment in which there are known positives and known negatives, so that we can assess what the false positive rate is, what the false negative rate is, and therefore be able to conclude in a specific case how likely is it that the person was actually a doper based on the results of the test.
So in your view, we simply don't know at the moment that that too much is assumed knowledge?
That's correct.
We hear boasts from the drug testing authorities that they're going to catch cheats and that they have a new test and that nobody should assume that they can get away with cheating. How much of that do you think is bluff and how much of that is actually based on good science?
I don't think any of it is good science, frankly, from what I've seen. Some of it may be bluff, and indeed that may be the best way of handling the circumstances. But when they've got a new test, that new test has to be validated. Indeed, they are probably catching dopers, but just because there's lots of doping going on and not so much that their test is all that good.
But do you think there might be a degree of deliberate concealment of their methods? Because in revealing their methods and the science behind the test, they may be giving clues as to how to get around it?
Yes, I think there's definitely aspect of that, and it's not an easy question. Do you tell the mouse how the mouse trap works? On the other hand, concealing the methods is also concealing them to critical appraisal and to scientific investigation.
Donald Berry from the University of Texas with AM Simon Santo.